This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The FBI, the NTSB, and several other federal agencies all working together to try to determine the cause of a helicopter crash in California yesterday that claimed the life of former Lakers superstar Kobe Bryant, as well as eight other people, including Bryant's 13-year-old daughter. Scottie Pippen discussing his friend Bryant this morning.
We watched him come out of high school as a very raw, charismatic player, and he developed into, in my eyes, one of the greatest players that I've ever watched on the basketball court.
He was speaking on ABC's Good Morning America. President Trump's lawyers resumed their opening statements in the Senate impeachment trial today. They began presenting their case for the president during a brief Saturday session. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
There are now five confirmed cases of coronavirus in the United States. As the spread of the virus continues to grow around the world, U.S. health officials are trying to calm fears of a pandemic. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Dr. Nancy Messonnier of the CDC says Americans need to be prepared, but there is no reason to be alarmed at this time.
The U.S. has faced multiple pandemics before of varying degrees and severity. We need to be preparing as if this is a pandemic, but I continue to hope that it is not.
Dr. Messonnier says the CDC is hearing from clinicians all around the world.
We want people to have a high index of suspicion and to call if they have a patient that they're concerned about.
American officials say rockets hit the U.S. embassy in Baghdad on Sunday. They reportedly slammed into the embassy's dining area. No one was killed, one person injured. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
At the Bucks office.
In these streets, I never trusted anybody but me. I'm asking you, man. Bad boys.
One last time. One last time.
Bad Boys for Life, starring Martin Lawrence and Will Smith, is still number one this week, bringing in $34 million. 1917 comes in at number two with $15 million. The Guy Who Talks to Animals, Dr. Doolittle, is at number three with $12.5 million. The Gentleman is at number 4 with $11 million. Dropping down to number 5, Jumanji, The Next Level, at $7.9 million. The Turning is at number 6 with $7.3 million. Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, still on the charts at number 7 with $5.2 million. The literary classic Little Women, coming in at number 8 with $4.7 million. Brie Larson stars in Just Mercy, coming in at number 9 with $4.1 million, and Knives Out still hanging in there at number 10 with $3.7 million. The largest satellite constellation orbiting Earth, SpaceX's Starlink, will be getting bigger with two planned Florida launches coming in the next few weeks. including an attempt on Monday morning. Weather is only 50% favorable for the launch. A backup time slot is planned for Tuesday morning. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. Bill Martinez here. We are in California, as promised, and hearts are heavy. Not only Laker Nation, the NBA, anybody who ever thought of picking up a basketball is very serious and understandably still in shock of the news that we heard yesterday morning about Kobe Bryant. We just couldn't believe it. I mean, Shaquille O'Neal tweeted out, he says, there's no words to express the pain I'm going through with this tragedy of losing my niece Gigi and my brother Kobe Bryant. I love you and you will be missed. My condolences goes out to the Bryant family and the families of the other passengers on board. You know, I'm sick right now. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar tweeted out, most people will remember Kobe as the magnificent athlete who inspired a whole generation of basketball players, but I will always remember him as a man who was much more than an athlete. Beyond his athletic prowess, no doubt that was a door opener into the hearts of so many, not only here in Southern California, but around the world. I mean, Kobe spoke, several languages. Just the way he, carried himself, an understanding, as people will say, there will always be an asterisk in his life to remind everybody that he was human. But, to his credit, he confronted his humanity and his mistake. And he and Vanessa were able to patch things up, for the sake of their family. And I believe they were all the stronger as a result of that. It is, so impactful. I mean, so much so. And he had such an impact here in Southern California. I mean, we went out to lunch yesterday and we were at In-N-Out Burger. And I think just about everybody in the restaurant, that was the topic. That was the main topic. Checking the news, seeing if we could get updates. And of course, we were really shocked initially hearing that there were 5 people. And then when the press conference finally came around, they said there were 9. It was like you heard a collective gasp. It's just, oh my God. And then, of course, as we've said often, in the absence of facts, you get rumors and all kinds of things going on and opinions flying, and not knowing for sure was Vanessa on that helicopter with Kobe, maybe some of the kids even. It was just a bit reckless, people scrambling, for information. And so as we, started to get more information, we understood that it was Kobe and his second oldest daughter, Gigi, who was an aspiring basketball player. And, Kobe at one point when was asked, I think Jimmy Kimmel asked him about, about Gigi and her ability to play basketball. And he related this story that, people come to him and say, you and V, you've got to have a boy, to carry on the legacy, to carry on, the mama's prowess. And Gigi says, look at me. me, hey, I got this, you know, that she could handle this. And, you know, the opinion of many was that she was definitely headed to the WNBA. And but here it is. And this is, you know, about life, how fleeting it could be. You never know. I often say that God says when we're coming and when we're leaving. And this is such a huge tragedy. There's no doubt that this will be a while for many in Laker Nation in Southern California, having grown up here and witnessed, you know, the rise, the glory of Kobe Bryant and his just stellar career. I mean, he no doubt is on, as they would say, you know, the Rushmore, Mount Rushmore Hall of Fame, you know, for basketball players. He's right there. Michael Jordan even sent his condolences, and Larry Bird. I mean, it's endless. I mean, at every turn, you know, you say everyday people. At an In-N-Out, the Grammys last night, and various you know, remembrances, even in NBA games, to remember Kobe Bryant. It is with a heavy heart, and it will. This is going to take some time, you know, for anybody that loves basketball, that appreciates you know, the art and the athleticism, and you know, the rich history. But of course, details are still a little foggy, about as foggy as they were, you know, when Kobe Bryant and that helicopter got in the area over Calabasas. I'm familiar with the fog and how it can come into that valley especially, and it looks like what they're saying this morning is the weather conditions did play a part. Now, there was a church out in the area, I understand, and they had witnessed and heard the impact of the helicopter into the mountain. It wasn't that far away where they were conducting their services. Even the sheriff's department had made comment that, you know, they were staying away, that, as I say, several experts pointed out to the poor flying conditions in the area and said fog will likely play, you know, a key part in the investigation. The LA Times reported dense fog covered the area and continued to hang low on the Santa Monica mountain range hours after the crash. The Sikorsky S-76 helicopter went down in Calabasas, about 30 miles northwest of downtown Los Angeles. Again, you know, Kobe's impact and just his personality, and as he grew up, you know, and here he is coming, you know, to the NBA at the age of 17, straight out of high school, you know, about as unique as his talent. You know, one of my dear friends who happens to be a specialist in you know, ascertaining and determining athletic ability and the likability of somebody being so successful, said that Kobe was a unique individual. He didn't fit the traditional mold. And I will tell you that Dr. John, this friend that I'm talking about, who does a personality analysis, is the one who even picked who picked Peyton Manning over Ryan Leaf in telling the then San Diego Chargers, this is the guy to pick. Well, of course, the Chargers ended up with Ryan Leaf. We know the story. Peyton Manning goes on to be a Hall of Famer and very, very successful. I mean, his success record in picking athletes and their capabilities, just through personality traits, and even, you know, he would see them. It was amazing to me, because he would see them walking, and just in their movements, he could give you a profile. And when I asked him specifically about Kobe Bryant, he says he just should not be operating at the level that he does. His psychological profile and everything that matches up with it is very unique, but it speaks of, you know, Kobe's determination and his discipline. And I'm going to play for you a bit of Kobe's you know, philosophy here. I think he sums it up very quickly. Listen.
Have a good time. Enjoy life. It's life is too short to get bogged down and be discouraged. Or you have to keep moving. You have to keep going. Put one foot in front of the other. Smile and just keep on rolling. You know, and that's what really this camp is about.
you know, kind of sums up his spirit. Just keep on going. Kind of reminds me of Andrew DeShields. Remember what he had to say at the Tonys? He says, when you find yourself at the top of a mountain, you must realize that's the bottom of the next mountain to climb. So just keep moving. And Kobe Bryant was of that kind of ilk and that kind of philosophy that though he had just an incredible, incredible NBA career, he continued to write new chapters for his life. And at the age of 41, gone way too soon is what we all feel.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
The president, president's misbehavior would be ignored because of something like that.
Senator Collins and Murkowski has also both criticized Chairman Nadler, a fellow House impeachment manager, his suggestion that if they don't vote for new witnesses and new documents, they will be participating in a cover-up. Do you agree with that sentiment, that if they vote against new witnesses and testimony, they will be participating in a cover-up?
I think they should get new witnesses, and I said so on the Senate floor. We tried to get witnesses. We were stonewalled. But here's the thing. The Chief Justice of the United States is presiding over this trial. If he signs a subpoena for a witness to come, we're going to get that witness. We're not going to be in court for 3 or 4 years. We're going to get that witness promptly. And it's not for the House. It's for the senators to find out all the information, which I think they would want.
So I notice you did not say that
the president's misbehavior would be ignored because of something like that.
Senator Collins and Murkowski has also both criticized Chairman.
That's Representative Zoe Lofgren, along with Jay Tapper, on CNN State of the Union. Of course, the representative is from California, and holding the position. It's amazing on how the Democrats are dodging their responsibility and putting it at the feet of the senators, and the rhetoric that's flying around, you know, along with this stuff. I mean, you know, the Dems, Schiff and Schumer are just extremely desperate with their rhetoric. And what bothers me is the temperament that it puts out into the body politic. You know, clearly, this is a divided country, as we said. You know, no big surprise here. But they are really, you know, flaming the fire and fanning the fire, I should say, and flaming it, too, even more so, with some of this rhetoric. You know, Adam Schiff, you know, talking about, you know, anybody that doesn't go along with them should have their head on a spike. Really? I mean, it has gone to that point that you would be that extreme in these kind of comments and coercing senators. Of course, senators don't buy into this. I mean, this is kind of stuff that, I mean, clearly you begin to see the attitude and the difference between the House and the Senate. The Senate seems to be a little bit more, you know, dignified and gentlemanly and ladylike, whereas you get Nadler and Schiff making these kind of manipulative statements that is going to, you know, force the senators, anybody that doesn't believe in what they believe, like all of a sudden they're un-American and they ought to be just crucified right in front of everybody. I mean, listen to what they're saying and what kind of animus this is going to put out into the culture. I mean, we've already had a rather aggressive culture to where, you know, conservatives have a hard time going to some restaurants and just having dinner or going to see a movie. And now you've got this stuff going. And this is all from Adam Schiff. I mean, this is so irresponsible. And you think it wasn't that long ago when, if you remember, Sarah Palin, through a campaign ad, happened to use the crosshairs of a target in one of her ads. And my goodness, you know, everybody was just in shock and we had to, you know, be sensitive to it. Now it's no holds barred. It's out of control. And the Democrats, what is coming out, and clearly is that they didn't do the job, even though Zoe Lofgren says, well, the president stonewalled him. Well, that's, you know, separation of powers, and you've got a process to remedy that. If you feel you're being unfairly stonewalled, you take it to the courts, have the courts render a judgment, and then you understand what is, you know, separation of powers. What can the president legally do? But instead, what they thought is they would do an end run, they would shorten the process, we'll take it to the Senate, and have them deal with it. Have them deal with this hot potato. This is what politicians do all the time. It's just, you know, part and parcel of the habit and the process, the way they work things, is if they can't get an easy answer, and the Democrats are noted for this, then, you know, they kick the can up the road or they put it in somebody else's backyard and let them clean up the mess. When they, who were in control with the majority and the way they manhandled this whole process to begin with, they chose not to, you know, get the final answers. and witnesses. They did have witnesses. They had 18 witnesses, the 18th of which, you know, that is still undercover. So it makes you wonder, okay, what did that 18th witness have to say that could be problematic that we still do not have the transcript of? And but yet, you know, they say they want witnesses. Well, they had 18 witnesses already. I mean, how many? And at this point, it's all a diversion, because when it gets to that point where witnesses are required, it will be obvious, and you will have bipartisan participation and understanding that, yes, we need to deal with witnesses. Right now, look, we've gone through this, you know, tedious process of the Democrats pleading their case and saying why the president should be impeached and removed. Okay, they laid it out. So either you believe it or you don't. Well, polls say that right now, more Americans do not believe that the Democrats were effective in selling their points. But we're still pretty close, and I understand how they might look at, wait, we haven't totally lost the game. We're still in play here. So we'll just keep on haranguing our points and wherever we can. And I think that it might even be wise for Justice Roberts, who is presiding over all this, is almost to put a gag order on this stuff and say, look, you guys, nobody talks. You know, we're not running, you know, to the microphones and to the cameras anymore. Even though, look at, American people want to know, and I can appreciate it. But, you know, still, it's just so reckless and irresponsible, the kind of rhetoric that's being put out there, don't you think? And we want, you know, maybe that would help, you know, stop some of this irresponsible speech. You know, the thing is that blows me away, these are grown men and women talking like this, particularly the men, not so much from the women, but particularly from the men. I'm talking Schiff and Nadler. You know, they're just so all in for this, and they're so venomous toward the president that they can't help themselves. And they let themselves go to the point that they say, look, at, you know, if you don't agree with us, you know, I believe you should have your head on a pike. Oh, my God. This is just absolutely insane. What does that do to this democratic republic and the spirit of what this is all about and living free, that we would all be free and that we would be able to achieve our better selves? I mean, is that what this does? I mean, all for the sake of politics? This is a political ruse. We know it. Most people do. But there's some people who don't. And they are the ones that I'm concerned about, is that what are they going to do? What do they think the future of the Democratic Republic is all about? Oh, well, let's just abandon it. You know, Elizabeth Warren and AOC and the squad, and, you know, Bernie Sanders is right. You know, capitalism doesn't work. The free enterprise system doesn't work. So let's just, you know, trash it all and let's all be socialists and live happily ever after. So such is the euphoric dream that has never happened in history and will never happen. But you begin to appreciate how, you know, in the grand recipe of political life, this is another one of those ingredients that is quite poisonous and irresponsible, especially from legislators that should know better. There is a process. They're short-circuiting it, and they're taking it to the court of public opinion. As Alan Dershowitz said on the show in talking about his book, Guilty, you know, Guilt by Accusation, that is the temperament. I mean, this is the Kavanaugh hearings all over again. And you've heard me say that before. I mean, you know, they're hiding stuff. I mean, God only knows what's going to fall out there. So, okay, now we got a little bit of a surprise over the weekend with the John Bolton book. And Bolton supposedly is shocked because that information, of course, you know, here it is. It's back to, you know, life as it is on the Beltway, that was supposed to be held, his manuscript, which was being screened by the government before it could be released, which is proper protocol. Somebody decided to spill it out. And so now we've got some early reports and perception that, you know, that in fact, you know, John Bolton has the goods. And of course, this reinforces Nancy Pelosi's ploy of why she had to wait for 4 weeks, because you had to wait for this information to come out. Well, it's, I think what we'll find out, it's a whole lot to do about nothing, and that, you know, some of this hype in one sense for John Bolton, he's happy to hear it because, you know, this brings some excitement, and, you know, this is it's what sells books, ladies and gentlemen. It isn't the way to run a government. It's not the way to secure the truth, by no means. Stay with us. We've got more coming up right after this.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. Many fans dream of seeing football's biggest game of the year in person. If you're fortunate enough to have this experience, be sure you're maximizing your financial rewards for the trip of a lifetime. Travel expert Lee Abamonte shares insider tips.
Booking travel for the big game can be expensive, with thousands of people headed to Miami. No matter which team you're rooting for, you can come out on top with the Bank of America Preferred Rewards Program. As a member, I always receive a rewards bonus when I use my Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card. This boosts the points I earn on all travel and dining purchases to an unlimited 3.5 points per dollar. Another helpful perk is the unlimited no-fee ATM transactions at all U.S. ATMs that I receive as a Preferred Rewards member in the Platinum Honors tier. Whether you're using a card or cash, taking a road trip, or flying to see the big game in person, Preferred Rewards has you covered.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The FBI, the NTSB, and several other federal agencies all working together to try to determine the cause of a helicopter crash in California yesterday that claimed the life of former Lakers superstar Kobe Bryant, as well as eight other people, including Bryant's 13-year-old daughter. Scottie Pippen discussing his friend Bryant this morning.
We watched him come out of high school as a very raw, charismatic player, and he developed into, in my eye, one of the greatest players that I've ever watched on a basketball court.
He was speaking on ABC's Good Morning America. President Trump's lawyers resumed their opening statements in the Senate impeachment trial today. They began presenting their case for the president during a brief Saturday session. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Oh, what a day Friday was. The first time in modern history that a sitting president of the United States spoke at March for Life. And here to tell us more about it and give us a bit of a post-analysis is Young Americans Foundation spokesman Spencer Brown. Spencer, good to have you back with us. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thank you for having me back.
Well, hundreds of thousands showed up in D.C. We also had a demonstration on the West Coast as well. But this was especially exciting with the president coming out and, hundreds of thousands taking a stand for life.
Well, truly historic. You know, like you mentioned, this is the first time the president has addressed a March for Life. And, you know, in the past, we've had remarks from Vice President Mike Pence, which were great. But this year, you know, having the president there really forced the media to cover the March for Life. And typically, that's something that they just kind of ignore or make a passing mention to. But with the president being there, they really couldn't ignore it there as he stood on the National Mall in the shadow of the Capitol where they were currently, working on the impeachment trial still. So I think it was a big boon for the pro-life movement to have so much more attention this year.
Exactly. And you know, some of what the mainstream media purposely ignore, I don't know, maybe just out of ego or ignorance or what, but I believe Trump's gift to our country is his ability to discern the pulse of everyday America, don't you think?
Well, absolutely. And in his remarks, you know, the mainstream media would depict what he said as, you know, being anti-abortion and horrific for women. But what he said is basically the standard, you know, understanding for most people in the middle of the country who don't feel represented by the people in the newsrooms on the coasts. And so I think, you know, him standing there talking, you know, very clear-eyed and saying that abortion is the destruction of human life. You know, that's not a revolutionary idea for most of the country, but of course the leftists and the media and on Capitol Hill, you know, treated it like he was, you know, trying to undo women's rights from the last century.
Well, again, and this is a thing that bothers me tremendously, Spencer, and we've been addressing this issue, and that this idea of women's rights, you know, that is such a false flag. It is misaligned in terms of its association, women's rights. Rights do not exist. As soon as a right is at the expense of another, it's no longer a right. It cannot, you cannot hold those two words compatible. And nobody's calling them out for that. And I'm talking about these, you know, progressive feminists and liberal media who wants to kowtow to them that, you know, and by the same token, what's being realized here, and Donald Trump is realizing this, especially in you and I, and that is that, you know, you have more and more women walking away from this very, you know, liberal mentality because of the experience of abortion. Since 1973, many of them have participated. And are they better because of it, or are they worse off? Yes, we have one, you know, one celebrity who gets on stage, you know, here recently and says, you know, I'm so much better because of my abortions. Really? I mean, you're going to tell me, at, maybe you haven't had that 3 o'clock in the morning wake-up call where you realize, oh, I killed my child. In her case, I think she killed two children. But right now, she's celebrating it. She thinks that that's okay. But I got to tell you, the majority of women who have experienced an abortion, they are grieving over it. And it's not only the women, Spencer, it's the guys. It's the fathers, the husbands who have participated in this. Well, an increasing number are realizing that Roe v. Wade was one humongous lie.
Well, completely. And I think, you know, one of the points that the president made in his remarks that I think a lot of people maybe glossed over, but if you look at where the left is today with their whatever wave of feminism they're on now, and they're really pushing, you know, through the Equal Rights Amendment and other things, this idea that women are exactly the same as men. It's not about equity of rights, it's about sameness. But the president in his speech, you know, noted and he said declared that mothers are heroes, and that is because of women in America that we have been blessed with all these amazing souls who have changed the course of human history, to paraphrase what he said. And so he, you know, recognized the fact that, yes, women are, of course, equal. He even gave a shout-out to the fact that this is the centennial of the vote for women in the United States. But he pointed out that women have this special and unique role that only they can fulfill in a society. And that's something that those on the left just completely push aside now. They view, you know, the ability to have children as sort of a liability, whereas conservatives view it as, you know, this vitally important thing that only mothers can do and should be applauded for.
And it's interesting that here we are as America is waking up to the consequence and the reality of, you know, abortion, 60 plus million babies aborted, 40% children of color, 25% Hispanic. And as you say, the left's radical abortion policies like those in New York and Virginia are alienating their own supporters by pushing the narrative that life is meaningless. It's if it's unwanted or inconvenient, right? As you write.
That's exactly right. You know, I think when you look especially at young people today, you know, as far as the impact goes, some estimates say that, you know, the younger side of millennials and now Generation Z may be missing a third of their generation due to abortion. And so young people, you know, more than anyone else, are really the ones driving this shift to being more pro-life. And that's something that the president, you know, recognized looking out in the crowd as we were there marching with about 130 of our own YAF activists and those thousands, tens of thousands more. You know, it was a lot of young people, and the president recognized that young people are the heart of the March for Life and the pro-life movement today, and it's these young people who, again, are making America this pro-life, pro-family country. And so I think, you know, those on the left are really out of touch, not just with women today, but with the next generation of women and mothers who are coming up right now.
Well, the next generation has figured it out, Spencer. They realize they're missing 60 million plus of their colleagues, and who's going to be there to carry the weight and make up the difference? It's those that have survived, you know, this abortion era that they've been subjected to.
Well, completely. I mean, when you think about the fact that everybody, you know, sitting in school every day, when they are listening to all this science education and other things, you know, they're realizing that abortion always takes a life. And with the way science has gone, you know that babies can feel pain, they can see 4D ultrasounds, they realize when the heartbeat starts, and they see all these other things, and they just cannot imagine why anyone would think it's okay to just end that life, because, like I said, it's inconvenient or not wanted. And so, you know, young people often maligned for being, you know, overly emotional, and on the left you've got these social justice warriors. You know, abortion really is a social justice issue, because if you're taking away just the right to take your first breath, how can anybody trust them to protect the rights of people once they're out of the womb? And so I think that's why, combined with those radical policies, we see a lot of people straying from the left. And we even saw last night at the town hall on Fox News with Pete Buttigieg, a woman got up and said, "I'm a pro-life Democrat. What are you going to do to make sure that I feel welcome and included in this supposedly inclusive Democratic Party?" And Mayor Pete just said, "No, we're not going to do that. You're in the wrong." And it alienates a ton of people, and I think a growing number of them are going to end up leaving the left.
Kind of like the same conversation, similar in point, with Elizabeth Warren and that man saying, "Hey, look, I worked hard all my life to put my child through college. I did it the right way. So if you're going to be handing out money, do I get money?" You know, she goes, "No." You know, so in other words, I should game the system and wait for a Democrat to be elected president, and then, you know, I can be like everybody else. But in the process, fortunately, you can tell this man has enough character and integrity to understand that if he did follow that, he would sell a part of his own soul.
Well, that kind of idea that Warren proposed is incredibly damaging, because it gets rid of this whole idea of personal responsibility and this individuality that makes the American dream so great. You know, if you realize that what I do, and if I make smart choices to make a better life for myself, and then that leads to me being penalized because of people who made not smart choices, or the government just decides they want to help a certain group, you know, it really just, why even be smart with my money if I know Uncle Sam is going to come along and bail me out down the line?
Exactly. Well, this is why we say that, especially now, critical thinking needs to return to the conversation, and, you know, critical reasoning as well, and to keep asking that questions. But to me, the clear filter is, does it add or take away from my freedom? That's what people need to ask when they go to the voting booth and they're considering a candidate or a proposal. Am I going to be more free or less free as a result of the passing or the election of an individual?
Well, completely. And I think the answer is always more freedom, more personal responsibility, and what you get out of that is a great country and a great generation, hopefully.
Yes, without a doubt. Spencer Brown leading the way. Young American Foundation spokesman right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Spencer.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez live.
In the silence of mountains and the crashing of the sea, there lies a land I once lived in.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, we are honored right now to have with us the United States Secretary of the Interior, David Bernhardt, joins us now. Mr. Secretary, thank you. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you here with us.
Bill, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, how exciting for you, just about a year on the job now?
That's exactly right, just about a year. I'll be a year in April. And it's tremendously fun to be out here at the SHOT Show. Interior manages about 1 in 5 acres of land in the United States, and we have a lot of folks who use that land to recreate, to hunt, to fish, to do recreational shooting, and so we're out here looking at some stuff today and visiting with folks.
Well, and the thing that's so cool, as you say, the people that respect the land and honor the land, yes, some are many are gun owners, and very responsible, and of course, we saw what happened in Virginia yesterday, which I think was an excellent testimony of the responsibility of the Second Amendment patriots.
Well, let's be clear. The left has gone over the cliff, and you know the hysteria we heard compared to a bunch of people saluting the flag, showing some pride in America, getting out and having a peaceful celebration. I saw the same hysteria when the president decided to hold a speech on the monument at Lincoln and do the 4th of July celebration. Yeah. The left said, oh, the world's going to fall apart. And the president gave a wonderful speech. We had a wonderful 4th of July, best ever, most accessible. And these people just need to get a grip.
Mr. Secretary, I think, you look back and as you say, the way the media has hijacked this thing, I think President Trump's responsible for starting, I think, 7 world wars now.
Absolutely.
I mean, if it's not declaring Jerusalem as the capital, I mean, it's one thing after another. And what his leadership is doing is it's causing our allies in other countries to step up.
We have a president who fundamentally believes in the wisdom of the American people. And what he is doing is he says, look, I think this is the right thing to do. It makes sense. You take the capital of moving the embassy to Jerusalem, and you would think the sky had fallen. Several presidents said they were going to do it and didn't. We have a guy in the White House right now who is keeping the promises he made to the American people, and he's delivering results. Today is 3 years and one day into his administration. And if you were to say, if you took a snapshot of today and said, trade deals renegotiated, tax reform implemented, deregulation happening, booming economy, commitments kept, and went back to the day of inauguration and said, how would you feel if all these things were happening? People would have said, that's impossible.
Exactly.
And it's not only not impossible, it's a daily occurrence with this president, and it doesn't get the credit it should get. He's amazing.
Right. As my old mentor used to say, Bill, your charm is only as good as your bottom line. I think at last count, there's over 300 promises that the president has fulfilled. You tell me what administration has come close to anything like this.
I had some folks from North Dakota visiting with me the other day, and they said, we couldn't believe it. A cabinet secretary came in, told them there was a problem, and 6 weeks later, there was a fix. And I said, well, it's not very surprising, because all you got to know is that my boss expects results.
Exactly.
He's not expecting me to have a meeting, leave the meeting, and not do anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, my hope is after he gets reelected in a resounding sort of way in 2020, in the end of this year, that as he's focused on jobs, because what I've heard repeatedly from others like yourself, Mr. Secretary, the president always says, how are we doing on jobs? How are we doing on jobs? What I would love to hear from the president, and you can tell him this for me, is I want to hear him say, how are we doing on the deficit? How are we doing on the deficit?
I think he'll be there. I think he's, you would be shocked I've seen him come down pretty hard on people about not being frugal, and we're getting that message loud and clear, and I think you're going to see movement in that direction. At the same time, I think he fundamentally believed that we needed to restore our military, made that investment decision, and I think that we're headed in the right direction there.
Well, and the thing is about this, Mr. Secretary, is that you have a situation where the military serves Republicans, Democrats. It serves all Americans, but yet there had to be a quid pro quo with the Democrats in order to get the money for the military.
That was the whole thing. You're exactly right. They held everything hostage. And this president gets it. And look, he has made tremendous strides. And I feel, we've saved the savings we have, even in interior from deregulation, is extraordinary on the burden that's lifting from the American economy. And we're seeing the growth in the economy in the places that have benefit working Americans. And for me, walk down a street in a town and look at how many help wanted notices you see in establishments windows. This is something that's not happened in my adult lifetime, and it's transformational, and it's happening because a guy had a vision that said free us from overregulation.
Well, the other thing that's exciting for me is that what the president did was he put America back to work. He took the boot of regulation off the throats of productive people. Look at the happiness ratio in this country because of that.
You're exactly right about that. And, you look at our founding and you say, it comes down to freedom. It comes down to liberty. It comes down to opportunity. And it comes down to the government being responsible, but not being in people's way.
Exactly. And we've been saying on the show repeatedly, Mr. Secretary, that the filtering question that all Americans should ask, especially at the ballot box, is it going to add or take away from my liberties? Is this
actually? I think that is a great a great message, because that fundamentally should be the standard an American asks. You know, the conflict the contrast between where the president stands and everybody else on the spectrum is dramatic in answering that question. Well, he is for freedom fundamentally.
Exactly. For all. And justice for all. See,
that's
this
right.
is the other thing we've talked about, is when people talk about justice and it's only for a people group, that doesn't work.
It has
to be justice for all, which is what he's...
Justice is colorblind.
Yes, exactly.
That's the reality.
Well, and also, you know, we look at what the president has done recently with Iran and how the allies now, you know, you've got EU nations stepping up and going, yeah, we need to take another look at the JCPOA.
Well, just look at what they did, what he's done with NATO contributions.
Yes.
You know, they said never, we're never going to pay. Well, they're all paying, and he is pushing it. And let me tell you, when that is happening at the top, it fundamentally begins to move the government in ways that are suddenly serving the people. He's a customer service president, and that's amazing.
Exactly. Well, we're talking with the United States Secretary of the Interior, David Bernhard. We're honored to have him here with us at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. What is your vision for the Second Amendment? What's happening? I mean, we had the event yesterday in Virginia that was quite telling. And, you know, these blue states where these governors and these local authorities are trying to put inordinate pressure. It's attacking our Second Amendment right. And we've got pushback now from citizens saying, hey, look, we're going to become a sanctuary state for Second Amendment.
Well, I'm a lifetime member of the NRA. I do a lot of shooting. And I fundamentally believe that people will reject this craziness. And that's what it is. And what you saw yesterday was law-abiding folks coming out and saying, enough, enough. And the wisdom of the American people is there. They want common sense approaches. They want if you're going to misuse a gun, you're going to pay a penalty.
That's right, exactly.
If you're not responsible, you're going to pay a penalty. If you're not capable, those are all legitimate things. But they are not going to allow our freedoms to be taken away. And you don't get to pick and choose these freedoms. The Bill of Rights is crystal clear. The courts are crystal clear. The president is crystal clear. And these states will get the message.
Well, Secretary Bernhard, we, those of us who grew up with guns, we understand that. We were taught accordingly. But the media would not want us to believe. The narrative would want us to believe like we're haphazard and we're uncaring of the responsibility that gun ownership is inherent with.
See, I think what you said there about responsibility being inherent is correct. I think that for a great many things, we need to recognize that our behavior individually across the board is where responsibility lies. And it doesn't require the state to be involved in every single facet of our life. That's not what freedom is. That's not what liberty is. And that's certainly not what our founders were thinking about when they crafted the Constitution.
We got about a minute left, Mr. Secretary. As we wrap things up, I want to give you the opportunity to cast your vision as Secretary Interior of what you want the constituencies, American citizens, to see and understand what your vision married up with the president's.
Well, what I want your listeners to know is that we deeply care about ensuring that we have public lands that people can access and enjoy, and they get a great visitation experience. And we want folks to go out and use those lands, enjoy those lands, love those lands. It's good for America, and it's good for individual Americans to get out and do that.
And it's our responsibility to be good stewards
Absolutely.
Of this land, right?
Absolutely. It comes with, you know, territory. You pack it in, you can pack it out. It's pretty simple.
Exactly. Mr. Secretary, thank you again so much for your time. We appreciate you stopping by.
Bill, thanks for having us.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With more people living